This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. And with that, we'll welcome Mr. Kurt Rogers, the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Head janitor.
How are you?
Fireman, fire chief, whatever you, head janitor, call exactly. Me whatever you want. Exactly. Owner just kind of is a side title.
Sure. Well, we made it a month. A month through 2021. Here we go for month two.
Yeah, like my wife said, you're in charge of the daycare operator. You're the head daycare operator.
Right. Okay, good deal. Well, once again, our show is brought to you each week by Affordable Interest Mortgage. We want to thank Kurt for that, and we will get to our very special guest here in just a moment.
And she is special.
And so, Kurt, let's talk about how, man, the change with the new administration and all affected rates, and or how will it, and is it going to keep doing it, or what's the answers?
Well, normally the president really doesn't affect the interest rates. It's more as to what happens with inflation, what's happening in the bond market. What's changed a little bit here is because of all the executive orders, and one of them being this $1.9 trillion, that's put a little concern with investors as to what's going to happen in the bond market. And the bond market and inflation determine where mortgage rates are. The Feds are going to continue to keep the rates down, but that applies to short-term home equity lines of credits, car loans. The bond market determines 30-year fixed. Okay. And right now, they're still low, and I believe they'll stay there. There was an article that came out. The Feds met for the first time this year back in, I think it was last Friday or last Thursday, and they are going to continue to put in $120 billion a month into the mortgage-backed securities to keep the rates down. So they understand the importance of them. But at some point, everybody knows inflation is going to catch up, and it's going to start to raise the rates. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say what I think they're going to go to, we're going to say, well, that's awful high. But when you put it into perspective, it's still pretty low. Because right now, rates are in the mid-2s. Everybody knows that. Right. You can go out and get a loan. They're probably going to go to 3.25 by the end of the year. Now, 3.25, I would have liked when I bought my first home and I paid 14.
Sure.
But they're gonna crack 3%, and they'll probably stay there all the way through 2022, mm-hmm. until everything settles out.
Right.
Depending on how many more COVID viruses we get, yeah. and what it does for us.
I'm about over this mask thing, man.
Oh well, you got to wear two of them. Well, no, yeah. Maybe you do. Tomorrow you have to wear two. Today you don't, because they keep changing that too.
All the rules keep changing. It does.
Man.
It's like house rules. Absolutely. Well, this is my house. I can change the rules.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is Affordable Interest Mortgage. If Kurt can help you in any way with a mortgage, 720-895-0500. And that voice you heard was our dear friend Kelly O'Connor. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing great.
Happy New Year.
Good to
I
see
guess.
You both. It is. And I can't believe January's already gone. What happened to it?
And February won't take long because it's a short month. That'll be gone.
Yep.
And little did we know last year at this time that in just a few short weeks our lives would change. Possibly forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything has changed.
March 13th last year.
Yep.
We also lost Arenado on one of the sports. Anyhow, they traded him.
That is the stupidest thing in the world. Trade the
Not
best
change
player.
Anything away
trade
from
the
you.
Best player you got.
Here's $50 million. Take him, will you?
Yeah. In his prime, and give him $50 million to take him.
Jeez. I can't figure that one out. But no. Hey, so. We're into February.
And you know what will be interesting is I'm a March birthday, so I will be celebrating my second.
29?
Yes. I'm going to be 55. I'm actually really excited about it. You know, because in my world, in senior care, I'm a young whippersnapper.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not concerned at all. But for those of us that were born in March, we will be celebrating our second COVID birthday.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep. And especially for our little ones, those are the ones that I really, really feel for.
So in your world real quick, and then we'll, I don't know if we have a script really, but.
We never have a script.
We'll try to get going. The vaccine.
Yes.
That's got to be a big topic in all the different care centers.
It's been interesting. I've been polling everyone to see how many of the seniors have declined the vaccine, and also how many of the workers have declined the vaccine, because everyone is eligible at this point in my world. And there are very few seniors that have declined the vaccine. And, you know, they are all knowledgeable, or if they are not, their powers of attorney are making those decisions for them. Right. And so that was very interesting to me. But a lot of the healthcare workers are struggling, and many of those have seen it firsthand.
Sure.
And so they have the insight into how tough it can be.
Right.
But, you know, people are really nervous, but we see a lot of people.
There's so many unknowns still with it.
It is. It is.
You don't know if there's long-term effects, you know, whatever. And you don't really know how long it's going to protect you. I mean, I do a show with a doctor every week in Dallas. We just did one this morning. And I said, you know, that's the hard part for a lot of people. I'm going to take this injection, two of them, and don't really know, you know. And they're thinking it may protect us for 6 to 9 months.
Yes. And people will ask me all the time, well, what's your opinion? Mm-hmm. And I've kept my opinion personal.
It is.
It's my health choice. It's my decision. I believe everyone has that right.
Sure. I agree.
And so I haven't shared, you know, my beliefs and I can't tell people what they should do. Mm-hmm. I never can tell someone, you know, my whole job is just to provide people with as much information as I can and to help them identify what their values are and how to make decisions according to their values.
And the choice is yours.
And it's fascinating. Fascinating.
Right. From
what
the
families
beginning
are choosing.
Of this. Till now, how has COVID changed and affected the lawn care facilities and how they do things, how they allow visitors in, how has that changed over the last almost 12 months?
Yeah, it's changed everything. It really has. And there are communities that have taken a very conservative approach that have not had any face-to-face visitation. And then there are others that have had window visits or outdoor visits. There are a lot of places that they have compassionate visits. So when someone is approaching end of life, family is coming in. We're just starting to see tours of the senior living communities taking place. But from a protocol standpoint, you know, we've been practicing universal precautions, which is a way of cleaning and infection control and environmental management for a long time. Mm-hmm. So communities, you know, we were aware of this and many practiced it, some better than others. But it has really made our environmental services teams, our housekeeping departments, really on point. And also with all of the care staff has made them extra cautious and making sure that they're following all the precautions. But, you know, we can get into a little later on the show if you have some more questions about it. But it is really, it's changed everything about the way we've done business. Our healthcare workers are weary. They're very tired.
Sure.
But we've pulled together as a community. And the senior living communities themselves have really had to pull together. I think there's a lot of bonding and support that's taken place, which that piece inspires me.
Well, it's so sad that, I mean, these, you know, when I say these people, these are loved ones of people, have been locked up for almost 10 months, you know? And not being able to see. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, and I have some differing views. Again,
okay,
so that isn't my take on it. Some people, that has been their experience, so I want to honor their experience.
Sure.
But we can talk about that
a little bit
more.
That's why you have the insights.
There we go.
All right,
that's why you're here. As COVID's gone along, how has it affected the amount of people that have decided to prolong going into a long-term facilities or the selection of? Have they decided, or some, do they feel more comfortable going into or not? Because there's several different types.
Yes, there's so many different types. So independent living communities are not licensed by the state. So independent living have been under the same guidelines as apartment buildings and other multiple dwelling units,
right.
MDUs. So they've been under those guidelines. And the assisted livings, the ones that are governed by the state, the memory care communities and the nursing homes, you know, they have had other guidelines. I've had a lot of clients that have waited to move to senior living. So we've seen an uptick lately of people that are starting to tour, that are ready to move in. We at the very beginning, we had a few people halt their move. We had some people move home with their family members so that they could quarantine together. But most of my families that were having some concerns at home regretted not moving in early. And I was really surprised by that because they've had three meals per day. They've had housekeeping. They've had laundry services. They've had medication management. They've had doctor's visits. All of those have been provided in the senior living communities. They've had activities and engagement. You know, there was some time when it looked differently. So I want to acknowledge that.
Sure.
I'm not trying to paint a rosy picture.
No.
But there are some people that not only have they been homeschooling their children, working from home, but they've also had an older loved one that they've had to provide basically assisted living services to. So again, goes back to
talk about the stress level.
Right. And part of this, I've always said that this is really a family decision.
Yeah.
How we treat our elders and how we provide care for our elders. And COVID has showed us that more than anything ever before. Mm-hmm. It's really that we have to look at the caregivers too. They're really important in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, Kelly's number, if you have any questions for her, 720-500-2550. And, of course, our show here till 1 o'clock. You're free to call in and ask any questions as well, 303-477-5600. And so let's take a couple minutes here before our break for those that maybe haven't heard you before and just kind of give us a little bit of history of, you know, of how you got into this industry and really what you do, what your services are you offer.
Well, I'm an elder care consultant, and I've been in the industry for about 10 years. I started as a hospice volunteer. I had always said that one day I was going to volunteer for hospice because hospice supported my family. My mom passed away when I was in my 20s, and I was left with the care of two grandmothers. Mm-hmm. And so I started volunteering at hospice, and then someone called me one day, and she's like, "You're good at this. You know, you should be in senior living." And I thought, "What's senior living?" I didn't even realize it was an industry. I thought you just looked up online and went to the one in your neighborhood, and, you know, as long as it was clean and the people were nice and it fit your budget, then there you were. But it is an entire industry, and really, I've worked in independent living, assisted living, memory care, skilled nursing, hospice, and home care. I've worked in the whole spectrum in these last 10 years, and now I'm an independent consultant helping families make these decisions, providing them with education, but also advocating for their best, because the salespeople, you know, I have a ton of friends almost at every place in town. There's over 400.
Sure.
And, you know, their job is to basically have you move into their community. And they, you know, provide you with as much information as they have. But what I do is I actually meet with the family and help match the family with the communities that will meet their needs. And we do this really in-depth intake with a family to determine what their goals and their priorities are now, but also in the future. And so to have someone that comes in and does that for you and will really help you in that location search phase, really target your search. You know, we're all busy, busier than ever. And to be able to target that and steer people to the places that are going to meet their needs specifically, that's what I love about what I do.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine trying to search that out with all the different options and different needs that you may have, you know, for your loved one and all. I mean, you think about all when we used to go look for an apartment for us to live in, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that was frustrating, much less for something like this.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's so many different types.
Different types, and there's also different terms that mean different things. So one, I'm working with a family right now, and there's a term that's called age in place. And all of the communities will say you are allowed to age in place, which means that we will take care of you through end of life. But there's an asterisk at the end of that phrase. And what that means is if your care at the end of life means that you require 24-hour constant companion, constant care, you will be providing that through an outside home care agency in addition to the cost that you're actually paying for our assisted living. People don't know this. And so they think that you're going to be taken care of for life and then all...
At a set fee.
Right. All of a sudden, you know, home care, 24-hour home care is right around $16,000 to $20,000 a month. So in addition to your fees, now you have this $16,000 bill on top of that. No one goes through that with them. And I always want to make sure my clients have all the information before they're making the decisions.
Right. Kelly O'Connor is our special guest today. It is Senior Care Authority. Once again, her number, 720-500-2550. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit more about helping our loved ones out and finding that right place for them. We'll be right back.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to goose decoys, from sleeping bags to Sitka gear, you'll find it all at the Outdoorsman's Attic. They offer a great selection of new and pre-owned hunting, fishing, and camping items, and you'll save 20 to 60% off retail. And if your firearm needs cleaning or some work, see Scott the gunsmith at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And if you've got some gear you want to turn into cash, head over to the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Let them know you heard about them here on KLZ 560.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Check out the winter car package at D&D Tire. For just $44.99, you will get a lube oil and filter, your fluids will be topped off, and your vehicle will receive a complete visual inspection. D&D Tire winter car package also includes a tire check. They'll check your tread depth and air pressure and rotate your tires and inspect all belts and hoses. It's the winter car package, only available at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, one in Parker and two in Aurora. Family owned and operated, that's D&D Tire.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car or turning on the radio, our special guest today, a good friend of ours, Kelly O'Connell. Her number, 720-500-2550. Senior Care Authority is the company. So, Kelly, you've been through this ever since it started, of course, so and going in and out of these different communities and talking to people. Give us kind of your overall view or perspective, I guess, of this whole COVID thing, of what you're seeing and hearing.
So it's been 12 months, right? 11, yeah. But we're here when, you know, we just had the anniversary of the nursing home that was in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we were all on alert here, and we're lucky that we were in Colorado and we were able to witness what was happening in Washington and in New York. And I was on a lot of the New York Health Department calls early on when that first came down. So I was really working with my communities and also my families to help, you know, bring this up to, you know, bring things up to them.
Right.
And it was funny, I started doing these YouTubes at the very beginning, and I was like, okay, looks like I'm going to be doing updates every day. And I got tired, right?
Sure.
I wasn't providing 24-hour care the way our care workers have mm-hmm. been doing in these communities all of this time, and being afraid for their own lives, and being afraid that they were the ones that just from going to the grocery store that they would be bringing the virus into their care community. The amount of fear and stress that sure. these individuals have been working under for this long of a period of time. You know, at the beginning we were doing a hero works here, and mm-hmm. you know, we did all sorts of great things. Well, we're not seeing that anymore. The people that are still working in senior
living,
they're
still fighting that battle.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we're used to it, which unfortunately, we had to get used to it.
Right.
But they are still heroes. And the fact that they walk into that environment every single day to support our beautiful elders is remarkable. These human beings deserve anything that we can offer to them.
Absolutely.
My hands and heart goes out to them.
Yeah. This doctor, I do a show with in Dallas, just talking with, there was another doctor, there's a place outside of Dallas called The Colony, and the guy was early 50s. Died of COVID. Healthy doctor, all right, got sick, 3 weeks, boom, passed away. I mean, and so they're seeing people every day to try to help them and putting their own family and themselves in danger every day.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends and family members that were sort of, you know, on the hoax side of things. And you know, that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but some of those families have been hit pretty hard now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, not quite a hoax as much. But it's interesting. One of my family friends in Los Angeles, eight members of a family now are really battling with it. And those have been the heartbreaking stories. I mean, losing one family member is devastating.
But to lose, have eight of them.
Oh, and to lose multiple family members in a family, you know, it's really been tough.
What are some of the, from the beginning of this, and at the beginning, nobody seemed to know. Everything was kind of a guess. Let's try this. Let's do that. What are some of the things that the senior care facilities have kind of incorporated over the last 12 months to make the place safer and better for not just the people that are there, but for their workers and for the people that might come in for visiting?
Yes. So many things, and we had to be creative. And we had a lot of the sales and marketing directors who were used to meeting with people and conducting tours, they all of a sudden had janitorial duties and also culinary duties. Because if you can imagine, when you have an active community where people are coming to the dining room for three meals per day or to the restaurant, now all of those meals have to be packaged and all of them have to be delivered. And so that's three times a day. And then what if someone gets hungry in the middle of the afternoon and wants a snack and didn't have provisions? I had one of our sales and marketing directors, she was cleaning 130 doorknobs three times a day. That was her assignment. Wow. So we had to get really creative and really strategic and very methodical. And I admire these communities. At first, everything shut down. It's like no movement at all. Everyone just stay put. But then after a period of time, what do we do?
Yeah.
And so we had to get creative. So a lot of the activities departments and the life enrichment departments were doing one-on-one visits. We had to look at how do we use technology? How do we bring in tablets to set them up so people individually can communicate with their family members via Zoom and other kind of technology? We saw a lot of the Facebook portals going into communities. So we saw technology being dispersed. We also had to get from a, you know, there were so many communities that couldn't even get PPE at the beginning,
right?
Because all of that was being diverted to the hospitals. That was a huge crisis, because now when you were walking into one person's apartment, you were donned in PPE head to toe. When you exited that apartment, you then had to disrobe from all of your PPE, and then you had to go to the next door and put on new PPE and go in. So from a care delivery standpoint, it created a huge crisis. But again, we had to get better at how do we do this. I can't even believe that where we are now versus then. And the communities have come so far. So now communities are starting in-person dining. And so that has started again. We've been doing activities and life engagement for quite some time, for, you know, many weeks
now. Well, you've talked about that in the last show, that the staff came up with great ways to entertain.
Oh, We had to get creative.
That's
if,
right.
If you can't all sit
some
together.
Of them were just great.
Yeah. They had like these bullhorns and they were doing bingo and then they were doing all sorts of fun things from the hallway. We had some of the guys, which, you know, most of our care workers are women in our industry. We love it when the guys are around. And so we had the guys that would dress up in tuxedos and deliver cocktails on carts. And so you would have a happy hour, mobile happy hour delivery service. And a lot of the residents, they had, TV trays delivered. Gotcha. So now they had a TV tray and they would sit in the hallway and they would, you know, yell to their, you know, neighbor down the way. And again, not ideal. And I am not making light of any of this. Mm-hmm. But our seniors, if for 80 years, right, I'm turning 55. I've lived 55 years. I'm pretty resilient at this point, right? I've been beat and battered along the way, right? But at 55, I'm pretty resilient. At 85, I'm going to be, you know, superwoman and really resilient. And that's what our seniors have been through, so many things. Sure. And they've adapted. You know, they've done okay. Now, there are some that have struggled tremendously with the isolation. Mm-hmm. And these are not just seniors that are in care communities. These are seniors at home, too. We focus on the care communities, but the same dynamics are happening for our elders at home. And the isolation's been very difficult on people with cognitive impairment. It really has.
And I would think there's been some, I don't know if danger is the right word, but just with us not being able to go over and see, you know, grandma or grandpa or, you know, mom and dad, maybe as much as then we don't really know what's going on with their life and if they're, you know, slipping further, you know, into different dementia or whatever or, you know, falling. I mean, because we're not over there very much. So, there, I mean, there's a lot of things going on just in the whole realm, isn't there?
Oh, yes. And a lot of trust and communication that's had to been built between the people working in the care communities and the families for just that reason. Another really tough thing is because of the PPE situation, because of the COVID outbreaks, because of all of the universal precautions and the extra housekeeping, because of all of this, the communities... you know, we're not paying more for all of this additional service. Right. So the existing staff has been very taxed. So their time has been limited. So how do you balance the care delivery and the resident support versus families, in some cases, hundreds of families that are scared, worried, and concerned? And so that's been a very big challenge is the communication between the communities and the families. So the parents may be just fine, but when you have 5 and 6 family members calling to try to get information about their loved one and so forth, just the volume of emails, texts, phone calls, Facebook has been wonderful where we've been able to see our loved ones and post videos and pictures. So that's been one form of communication we're using more.
And we brought that up earlier about... We were built to be in community with each other. And as we get older, and Scott's a good example, he's a lot older than I am, and he needs to be around people or he goes into depression.
Exactly. Yes.
We all have a tendency to do that. So I can't imagine how they felt. So using some of these Facebook and Zoom, it helped some, but it still didn't help.
Some. It has. And again, our seniors that have been in community in many cases have done better. And this is sort of counterintuitive than our seniors at home because they've had someone to help facilitate the technology, the learning, the visits, those kind of things. Where at home, how do you set up your tablet? Like sometimes I get confused. If my, you know, channel on my TV gets thrown off wrong, you know, I'm out of sorts.
I just call my wife.
My dad wanted
Diana is amazing.
Diana is.
My dad wanted an iPhone. He's 86, lives in Dallas. So I got him an iPhone, sent it to him. Oh, my word. Trying to explain. You know, when you know something and you're trying to just push that. Well, he doesn't know how to, you know, take his finger and slide up and move, you know, with the pressure of the finger. I mean, it's just like, oh, my stars. I can't imagine doing it with 130 people.
Oh, yes.
You know, trying to show them how
to do it. Or signing into Zoom.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the first time I did that, I said, what? What's all these? And Diana came over and went, did it? Okay, there we are.
Yes.
There's my daughter. I said, well, that's pretty slick. I got to learn that.
Yeah, we've been using Zoom for probably about a year before COVID. And so a lot of our clients were accustomed to it.
It's actually simple.
It is very simple. Once you get the technology, you get the concept. I think first you have to get the concept, then you have to get the technology, and then there's just the function, the functionality of being able to click on the right link every time.
Right.
You have to learn to stop talking and let everybody else stop before you ask the next question because you can't hear.
Yes.
Kelly O'Connor is with us, 720-500-2550. It is Senior Care Authority. And if, again, if you've got any questions, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kelly O'Connor is with us, Senior Care Authority. Again, her number, 720-500-2550. And real quick, I just want to talk about the estate planning side of this just for a minute. Because how many people do you have to sit down with and get into those financial parts to let them know, you know, because there's so many people that just don't know all that's involved with the estate planning a part of this, isn't there?
They have no clue. Yeah. Again, and it's interesting the misinformation that people have. And so the very first thing that we do in sitting with our families is we look through legal and financial. I'll ask one of our elders, one of our clients, and say, okay, who is your agent under power of attorney? Who's your power of attorney? And she'll say, oh, it's my daughter. And I say, okay, where's the document? Most people don't have a document. Yeah. It's like, no. Yeah. Power of attorney, it's a document. It's not a person.
Yeah.
And that's first and foremost that people are so shocked when I tell them that. And what on the power of attorney document, you are assigning an agent.
Right.
And that agent is the person who will be making decisions on your behalf when you are unable to do so or upon signature, whatever the document reads. So that's the first thing. It's like, go get that document.
Right.
And if they don't have one, it's before we do anything, you need to go see an elder law or an estate planning attorney.
Because there's a financial power of attorney. There's a medical power of attorney.
Sorts of things. Yeah. A HIPAA release. There's a last will and testament. There's a living will. All of these are a part of a really beautiful estate plan, and also important. And there are families, if you do not have one, there's something called vascular dementia, and it's basically connected to a stroke. So if you have one of these episodes, one of these stroke-like episodes, and are struck with vascular dementia, you no longer have capacity in most cases to make legal decisions for yourself. So in order to assign someone, you have to go to court. That can be $15,000 to $20,000 to get guardianship and conservatorship. Why not just go get an estate plan ahead of time? And everyone over the age of 18 should have that documentation, especially with blended families. Who do you want to make your decisions for you?
See, and that's some of the things that you do basically for free. You will sit with these folks at the beginning, whether it's called by a child or whether it's called by the individual that wants to move. And you will explain the different things that they can start, because the process isn't 2 weeks and all of a sudden they're in a facility.
Right.
It starts about how long before you want to move someone into one.
Well, unfortunately, we work in mainly crisis situations.
Yeah,
moms at the hospital
and went
to rehab. Yeah. I wish, my dream would be to have families work ahead with us. Just book one consulting session with us. We can put everything in place, tell you what you need to know. We can have you ready to go. Mm-hmm. And that way, if and when a crisis happens, you're ready. You have everything in place. Everyone knows their role. Everyone knows what we need to do. And we are ready to get going.
And that visit takes about how long?
It depends on the family. Some families need to have discussions and they want us to be there for a facilitated family conversation. For a family that's really good at taking direction and taking notes and following through on task lists, in an hour I can have them ship shape and in good shape. And I will, there is one thing, the elder care consulting does come at a fee. It's the senior living placement program. That actually is free to families who sign up with us early to be their agent. And to act
to find the place
to find the place, yeah.
But like you said, I mean, that's a very nominal cost for what it's going to cost them. It's going to be very expensive because I think it's a 5-year look back, if I remember
right. For Medicaid,
yeah,
correct.
For Medicaid, yeah. So all of a sudden, if your loved one has a lot of assets and owns a lot of property and all this stuff, I mean, it's going to be very expensive if you haven't done some work before all this. And sometimes you don't know, and I get that. I mean, they could be, you know, 55 or 60 and something happened. But, you know, Blake, the gentleman I introduced you to with Mile High Estate Planning, he says, you know, your chances of becoming incapacitated are extremely high in your lifetime.
Yes.
For then you don't know, and you can't ask them anymore what they wish.
Yes, it is true. And all of us have health insurance, you know, we use that a lot, but not all of us use our homeowners insurance because most of our houses don't burn down in a lifetime.
Right.
You know, we don't get in car wrecks as often, but all of us will need long-term planning. Most of us don't just drop dead one day. Mm-hmm. And then again, if you want to avoid probate, you need all of that put into place.
See, I've been on the other side where some things happen, and one of the members of the family is gone. And then the family starts to work through that, all the, I call it the rubbish that's left over, to kind of clean it up. And it almost always creates a divide because it's not talked about under normal circumstance. It's talked about when you're under pain and a loss. So now attitudes come out and it creates a much bigger problem. Sitting down with somebody like you and spending an hour, even if it could be 2, 4, 5 years down the road, could save them a lot. You're doing your kids a favor by doing it.
It's one of the biggest gifts that you can give to a family. And when you're really looking at leaving a legacy, like what do you want to leave in the world? I would like to know that my friends and family are better because I existed, rather than at the very end of my life leaving a complete mess for them to duke it out, figure it out on their own. It's really one of the most loving acts, is getting everything together.
And everybody thinks, you know, oh, our family loves each other.
No, they don't.
Nobody's going to fight over anything or whatever.
No, they don't.
And let me tell you.
Even the best families.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Families you wouldn't expect.
They'll fight over $10,000 and they'll fight over $10
million. Yeah.
It does not matter. And there is always an older sibling and there's always a middle child. And then there's the youngest that often has the responsibility of trying to hold it all together.
Well, see, when my mother, before she passed, she put me as her executor. And I was in charge of all that. So when I had to report to my three brothers how that went. So I've been through that. And
yeah.
It's somebody had to do it. But yep. So I got the lucky one.
Yep.
I can tell you from experience, it's much better when it's put on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a gal. She chose, not only did she choose her realtor, because the home needed to be sold after she passed away. She chose her realtor. She went to detail in even choosing her title officer. She took care of everything for her family. It was literally a form that they just had to check the boxes because she knew that the sisters, one had a friend that was a realtor and this one had the other person who was a realtor. And she's like, nope, this is the person who sells the house. This is the title agent. She went that level of detail to support her family. I think it's loving.
Wow. Yeah, no doubt. No, absolutely, no doubt.
One of the questions I want to ask you, when you sit with someone, I'm sure the questions have changed that they ask now if they're starting to think about a senior care facility. What are some of the new questions that are being brought out when somebody sits with you about a family member going?
They want to know what the COVID protocols are, and they want to know what the COVID history is. Now, here's the tough thing with COVID protocols. It changes on a daily basis. So they're looking at me like, how come you don't know? And I said, well, I can tell you what yesterday's was.
Yeah, right.
But I
or
wasn't
this morning.
I wasn't
yeah,
in their staff
this morning,
meeting
yeah.
this morning, right? I don't know. You know, every community has a morning. It's called stand up. So they have a morning stand up where everyone huddles together and, you know, we find out how all the residents are doing overnight. We have one on our team, too, where we all get together. Like, how's everybody doing? And it changes. And as, you know, the governor makes announcements, as the health department makes announcements, everything has to change. And at these communities, then it has to go through their chain of command, if you will. So through their legal department, through their clinical director and their clinical department for them to come up with their individual policies. Because you have the state policies, but then you also have that particular community's guidelines.
Right.
And so that's what people are asking me. One thing that's very interesting is when they hear that there's been a COVID outbreak, families automatically think that that's a bad community. And it's not.
It's not.
It is the nature of the virus. I will say, yes, there has been some negligence. Yes, at the very beginning, none of us knew what was happening. So we just did our best. Now we've figured out how to do things. But the nature of the virus is that we can be asymptomatic. And most communities are testing once or twice a week now. And they've been doing this every single week for all of these months as soon as testing became available like it is now, thank goodness. But if you test on a Tuesday, you get a result back maybe Tuesday afternoon and you're negative. What happens if you're exposed the next day by the time you're tested on Friday or Saturday during your next shift? How many people have you come in contact with?
Are you saying that all the residences and the employees get tested once or twice a week?
They do. Yep.
Well, I was unaware of that. I think that's actually pretty good.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
No, it is amazing how quickly we moved things through where, you know, it could take years for things to be passed and available in previous times.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now we have moved very, very quickly. And I had surgery in January. And when I had another surgery, you know, here I'm getting to that age, but
it doesn't get any better for me.
No.
Darn, I know you've had your battles recently.
Yeah, he's replaced a lot.
Yes, but I had my first one in September, and I had that brain swab, you know, the one where they go up the nose and they swab the whole brain. If you haven't had one lately, when I had surgery, it's been almost a month ago. Now it's a throat swab. It was really easy.
See, they did left knee just scoped in April, the end of April, and it was the first day after they opened up the surgeries. And I went there, they did the throat swab thing. Well, then in June, when I went to get my right knee replaced, they came at me with that yardstick with that swab on. And I go, I'm not doing that.
No.
And the lady goes, well, that's all we have. I go, no, it's not, because I was here 45 days ago and I did that one. She goes, well, the only way you can have that one is if you've had like a nasal surgery and you can't do that one. I go, okay, I've had a nasal surgery and I can't do that one. And she laughed. I go, I'm not doing that other one. And so she goes, it'll take us a few minutes to go get the other one. I go, I got all day. I'm not doing that. And they went and did the, got the throat swab, and it's so easy.
It's so easy. Thank goodness.
Well, the nose one is just fun. It tickles the back of your skull.
Oh, my gosh. No, the lady, when I had it done, I mean, you know, those of us that have had frequent testing, but when the lady, she had it up my nose, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's in my brain. And she goes, okay, now I'm going to push back. I'm thinking, what the heck?
Because there's no line on there to show them how far to push. Everybody's trying, but you can't tell me they get it to this exact centimeter measurement every time.
Who knows? But now we now, thank goodness, we've made such progress with testing.
I've had two tests, and they've all been that brain surgery tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a special case there, Kurt. Yeah.
And they still didn't find anything.
They're looking for something.
They're like, well, we haven't touched anything
yet.
My wife
probably called them and said, see if he's still got one.
Exactly. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition called Your Money Matters. And again, Kelly's number, 720-500-2550. Hey, give her a call. You know what? Very few things go well without proper planning in anything we do. So have a plan. And don't just be scrambling when something may happen to you and your family. And Kelly will be glad to help you. And I promise you, we could not put you in better hands than with Senior Care Authority and Kelly. So give her a call, 720-500-2550. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney. Distracted driving isn't worth the risk. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has nearly 25 years of experience helping juries understand the true impact of an injury. He knows how to paint the picture in a juror's mind, equipping them to empathize with his client. Take the woman who recently spent 10 months in the hospital, unable to see her family the entire time. The value of her case goes way beyond hospital bills because she will never get back that precious time with her grandchildren. You know the statistics. Driving 60 miles an hour, you travel 88 feet per second. It takes you a second and a half to react, which means you've gone about 40 yards, almost half a football field, before you could even start to respond. Then you factor in how quickly your vehicle can stop. Kevin Flesh does his job well, but no amount of money can recover 100% of what you lose. So put your phone away and drive.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes here with our special guest, Kelly O'Connor. Once again, 720-500-2550, and it is Senior Care Authority. So what's that initial call usually like? I mean, do most people say, hey, somebody tell me about you, I know everything you do? Or, I mean, what's kind of the initial consultation look like or sound like on the phone?
Well, the initial phone call usually comes way too late in the process. Yeah. And I wish someone will say, yeah, Lisa told me to give you a call, you know, a couple months ago, and they wait till they get into a jam and then they call me. I can save people so much time if they would just call us ahead of time and give us the opportunity to lay out really the things that they need in place. Mm-hmm. And the most important things is we need to look at legal documentation. Do they have all of that in place? Who would be the person acting on the elder's behalf if they were unable to make decisions for themselves? Right. What do the documents say? Who is the legal authority in that case? And then we need to talk about money. And we need to look at how much someone has in their assets, how much they have in their income. We need to talk to them about what their values and goals are and what they want for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we need to look at the reality of how that money will last over time. And then we need to look at what they want for their lives. Most people, I would say almost 100% of people, sure, want to stay in their home for the rest of their lives. Of course. And staying at home, how do we make that possible for them so we can walk that through? But when that's no longer possible, then we need to start looking at senior living. And then what does that mean? And senior living, as I said earlier in the show, it's an entire industry. Mm-hmm. It's not just looking it up on Google and going to the one that's in your neighborhood that fits your budget. It really, you need to understand exactly what you're getting. And you also need to understand the organization and who that organization is. And is that an organization that you trust that you want to be aligned with?
Right.
Are there indications at a time that where somebody, something happens, you can just say, okay, now's the time I should probably start? When should somebody pick up the phone and call you and say, we're fine now, but this happened and we think we want to talk to you? Is there something that happens in there?
There is. There are two indicators. Once there is a physical challenges in managing myself in my home. So if I'm not able to get to things, do things as much as I used to be able to. And then the other is cognitive. Once days are slipping, appointments are slipping, names are slipping, it's really time to have some conversations quickly so that the people who love you, who are going to be responsible for caring for you, know what to do. Right. That's the most important thing. You know,
when you run out of energy, you can't finish a project. You can't walk a block.
Those kind of things. It's like, okay, I realize that my, you know, aging is catching up with me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so does my family, if something were to happen to me today, none of us want to think about that.
Sure.
But
no.
If something were to happen to me today, do the people who love me know what to do? Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about doing surgery, you know, going through surgery ourselves. You know, right. I had Mindy and everyone knew what was going on with me. Mm-hmm. And my family knew what was going on with me. And so everyone knew what my wishes were if for some reason I would not come out of my surgery. And so this isn't an old person issue.
Sure.
This is really an adult issue.
Absolutely.
And that everyone 18 years and older should do this. But it's time to start having those discussions. You know, the average life expectancy right now is 79 years old. And so if your last 3 to 5 years are going to be challenging, then let's just do math. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at 74, right? That would be 5 years, like at least at 74 to have those. You know, we believe there's something called National Healthcare Decisions Day, and we believe that the day after taxes, April 15th, April 16th, that you should review your documents. Mm-hmm. And that you should really look through those every single year to make sure your beneficiary statements are the same. Has there been a divorce or a death?
Right.
And also that all your documents are are ready to go.
And I tell you, what gets a lot of people from just talking to the folks that I do in this industry is, you know, a fall in the home. That seems to get, you know, somebody falls in the bathroom, they fall in another house, they break a hip, and they go into, you know, a nursing home, just for lack of a better term. And most don't come out. I mean,
yeah, it can change life forever. It really can. You know, we have some amazing stories of people that have bounced back, but it can be life-changing. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do in those cases?
Yeah, it's tough for sure.
What do you see with COVID, if it goes away, if it doesn't, what do you see the changes in the senior care facilities in the future? Do you see anything changing, getting different, not building them so tall? You know, different things like that.
Yeah, I have a lot of families that are now looking at smaller communities instead of larger communities. And so we've started to see some shifting. You know, there are some conversations that residential assisted livings, the residential group homes, are going to be becoming more popular, especially for those with dementia. It was really hard at the state level because they are licensed as assisted living communities, even though they're a group home with, you know, 8 to 16 people living together in a home, they were required to socially distance inside a home. How do you really do that? When you have your own apartment in a large senior living community, that was easy. So I think we'll start to see some of that, too, at the state level, where we start looking at the residential group homes differently. Even though they're licensed the same, how do we have different protocols for those people? Because the group homes, people do actually operate as a family. Mm-hmm. You know, they have three meals a day together. They watch TV together.
Well, they're a family.
They become a family, absolutely.
They're a new blended family.
They are. Yep. And so, you know, we'll start to see, do we want people to be going in an 18-story high-rise where you're going up and down the elevator together every time? Luckily, the vaccine has, you know, come up quicker, so those people that want to do that and have the vaccine are able to do it.
Yeah. You love what you do, right?
I do, and I love my clients. I absolutely love my clients and their families. Yeah. And really, we advocate for the good of the whole. Sure. We really want the whole family to thrive during this really precious elder life journey.
Right. You can reach Kelly once again, 720-500-2550. And what's the website for you?
We are seniorcareauthority.com/ Denver Metro.
All right. So you can check that out as well. But hey, give her a call and make an appointment with her. She'd be glad to meet with you, or Zoom call, whatever you would like. But her number is 720-500-2550. So, Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you,
always
both.
Good to see you.
It's always
Kurt,
a treat.
Thanks for setting us up, sir.
I wouldn't miss this for nothing.
Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, for any of your mortgage needs. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't turn that dial. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.